They were educated in Great Britain. Pardon me, but Great Britain, once again, the center of scholastic achievement.
A lot of things happening
there. The center where the Magi had got their learning. The center where most of the Caesars and their royal families went to go to school. You think they went to Alexandria to get educated in Egypt. They did not. They went to Great Britain. Pontius Pilate was educated there, for example. His mother, St. Helena, wanted Constantine to move the center of Rome to Constantinople to be closer to Jerusalem, to be closer to this place called Dormington, which was the dowry of Mary Magdalene. She was rich.
Mary Magdalene was rich?
She was fabulously wealthy.
Not because of what she was doing, I trust.
She was not a prostitute.
Well, what do you mean she wasn't? Everything I've read says she was.
If you get the Bible, nowhere in the Bible is it said Mary Magdalene was a lady of the street.
Well, where did I assume that then?
Because the rumor was started back in the 4th century that she was a lady of the street to dissuade people from believing who she really was, that she was in fact the wife of Christ.
The wife of Christ?
That's right. Her reputation had to be besmirched for one reason, because the control of Christianity was critical to Constantine. There were more fragmented religions at the time of Constantine than there are today, and everything that would have indicated that the power of the church might be in the hands of his children.
Are you saying that Christ Jesus got married?
Yes.
Did he have,
was very definitely married.
Did he have children?
He did have children.
Did they?
At least two.
Did they have children?
Yes, they did.
Are you saying that it's very possible that on this planet right now may be actual descendants of Jesus Christ with DNA, everything?
The divine right of kings in Western Europe and in Russia was divine for one reason, because they could trace their ancestry back to Christ, literally, father to son. And when Napoleon came on the scene, for example, toward the end of the 1700s, he had to marry Josephine for one reason. She was a descendant of Christ, and he was not.
What about today? Is there anybody who, in your opinion, Glenn, has that bloodline?
Thousands of them. There's over 1,000 of them that claim this heritage and have traced their ancestry in Australia alone.
Any big names that we would know? Prominent people?
Absolutely. Queen Elizabeth.
You got to be kidding me.
No. And pardon me, I can trace my line straight back to him. I'm nobody special, George. I mean, there's tens of thousands of us who can. Anybody who can trace their lineage to the royal family members of Europe, which is half of America, can trace their lines back via the zigzag back to Christ.
That's an incredible story, Glenn.
Well, he left two children at least, one of them being the great Sarah Cully, who, by the way, is the patron saint.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you on this, but I'm trying to get a perspective here. Does the Catholic Church recognize what you just said?
They know it, but they do not officially recognize it.
All right. Okay, now go ahead.
Okay. When Thomas went to India, in his apocryphal Acts of Thomas, where he did his post-crucifixion missionary work, he took with him who? Well, when Christ died, obviously his family had to be protected by his next of kin. His next of kin was Thomas, his little brother.
Sure.
And so Thomas took Mary Magdalene to India. And with Mary Magdalene, there was a little girl. And she became known in the circles of India as Sarah Cully. That was her Indian name, her name from India, Sarah Cully. Her real name, Hebrew name, was Tamara or Tamara. And she becomes the patron saint of France because Thomas died, and Mary Magdalene, in order to be protected, went back to France, where she also had property given to her by her family. She had property in France. They had mineral holdings there.
What year are we talking about?
We're talking about after 36 A.D.
All right.
Okay. Somewhere between 36 A.D. and her death, which was probably somewhere in the 83rd year,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in that area. But this little Sarah Cully becomes the patron saint of France, patron saint of the Basque. She is, in fact, the Black Madonna. Now, the black meaning that the statues of her had been black,
mm-hmm.
and then when they wiped them off with furniture polish, they found nice hardwood underneath them.
Uh-huh.
But she in essence, went by her India name. Now, also remember that there was a little boy involved here, and he was named after his daddy. His name was Jesus Justice. Oh, my gosh, no kidding. He became the first Moravian king of France. Oh, my gosh.
This is...
named after his daddy.
It can be traced.
Oh, yeah. I can trace... I've done my genealogy. I can trace mine right back to him.
Other people accept this?
Oh, yes. Obviously, you know, Florence Gardner does, Henry Lincoln does. They wrote the two books on the
sure.
Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And obviously Queen Elizabeth does, you know, after she was crowned the queen in the 50s, she had a private ceremony that was not televised, not publicized, which crowned her the Queen of Israel.